The following talk was given at the Insight Meditation Center in Redwood City, California. Please visit our website at audiodharma.org.
So this issue of our practice of bringing the body and mind together, so they're in the same place at the same time, I think it's easy to see for many people how the mind is so fast that it's faster than the body. Sometimes it's faster than our body's ability to the mind is faster than, you know, that makes it easy for us to be connected to the body. And to bring these two in alignment so that the body in a sense catches up or the mind slows down so you can feel the body, some people might get impatient with that process, or they feel a little bit reluctant because they love their mind, their thinking's important, or they're somehow caught up in the world of mind thinking. But to live at the pace of the body, connected to your body, know what's going on in your body, it's a very wise thing to do. And also, because the mind and body are so closely connected, that the mind is connected to the body. If the body and mind are kind of on the same speed, same level, it allows for a deeper understanding, deeper wisdom to come forth from the mind. It's almost as if the fast mind is a surface mind. And as the mind feels more the same speed or same connectedness to the body, then some deeper possibilities bubble up. And to give you one example of, I forget who it was now, nope, it wasn't one of you. Someone said that how difficult it was to do his work. You know, he actually works on the computer a lot, computer programmer, and the kind of work he does, working for startup companies, it's all this multitasking going on, all this activity going on, and his attention is split to all kinds of places. And he's seen that times when he's been washing walls or painting walls, I'm doing only one thing, and my body's connected, I'm just doing this one thing, I'm just right there, I feel so happy, I get so calm. But when I go to work, and there's all this multitasking, all this activity in the mind, you know, I lose that sense of well-being. So it can be a big task in meditation to slow down enough to start be connected to your body in a deeper way, to connect to the body in a deeper way. And then as the body gets more connected, I'm sure that you'll feel a greater wealth of mental activity as well, a whole different realm of it than the poor little surface mind thinks it needs to do.